This one way coming at you live.
Another new one for you, Jason. Pop it. I'm wondering if he's related to that other Hudson dude I dug up from the past. Yeah. You know, that West Coast pop lock. Yeah, his last name's Hudson. I bet you they're brothers.
Yeah.
Well, they are brothers.
You always bring, like, new songs every week that a bunch of them I've never heard of, so I appreciate that.
Don't worry. Second half of the show, we're going into the darker stuff. By the way, I will not be here next Saturday, so what, do you want to check out early? I know it's the second Saturday, in a year and 4 months or whatever it is now. The other one was Christmas Saturday. I wanted to do a show because, you know, pre-purgatory again.
I still got kids, though, man. They want me.
No, I'm kidding.
I know.
I usually just lay around and feel really, really bad on Christmas because I'm such a loser, right?
No, because
I don't celebrate the holidays except in Halloween, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, that's okay. I got probably a couple weekends where I'm looking at not being able to be here either, so
ooh,
you know, we'll talk about it.
Maybe
we'll,
a fill-in engineer or maybe me just going on vacation with you. Is that what you're going to do? Probably not.
Well, the one is kind of a vacation that we're thinking about. So, yeah, I mean.
No, that's all right. Vacation. I'll hold the fort. Life. I got to feed the cats and stuff. You need me to, you know, let out any animals or anything while you're gone? You already got that taken care of.
We're going to take our dog with us, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides, you don't let animals in your house. I'm meaning me. She's just something else that MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So Jimmy Kimmel was cracking a joke saying that, you know, Will Smith, he should slap Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, my God. She called, like, Secret Service and everything. That's a threat. I mean, think all the threats that she's talked about, you know, taking his First Amendment, Second Amendment rights, whatever, you know. We're going to just, like, take away their First Amendment rights with our seconds. Because, you know what, we got the guns and we're tired of this because we're, like, the Cro-Magnon society. Oh, yeah? How'd that work out last time? Last time you were in charge, Cro-Mags. But it's going to stay this way. So anyway, then he goes on the next day and says, oh, yeah? Well, I reported that villainous MTG to Batman this week, right? That's what we're dealing with, that someone in Congress is going to go back and forth with a late night comedian who's also a pretty decent guy, right? For all I've ever seen.
Yeah. Straight up dude.
Comedians usually are pretty cool, just like the president in Ukraine.
And, but, you know, the other thing about comedians, right, is that they are non-discriminatory in who they'll make fun of.
Right. We make fun of everybody.
Exactly. So big crybabies. God, it just makes the hypocrisy drives me insane. That's why I can't do it.
Because, and the sensitivity, right? Yes. I mean, you did this. I'm going to, like, hey, I'm going to pick up this big rock and go Marjorie Taylor Greene on your ass. I'm going to tell people I'm going MTG, man. Don't mess with me. Oh no, MTG. Ah! Everybody runs the other way. But you know, when you're talking about these buildings, you know, old houses, and I look at these old churches and stuff and I'm like, yeah. Oh, well, I went into, like, the insurance. Man, I was pissed. I'm getting burned by this auto insurance stuff. You know, they want me to pay, you know, $250. Well, it'll go down to like $220. And I'm like, oh, no, it won't. I'm getting rid of you guys, man. Yeah, you're gone. And I'm trying to find a replacement, right? In the meantime, I'm like, you know, it's probably safer driving around not having a license. Cheaper not having a license and all the registration and... Just drive around like, hey, man, I don't even have any ID. You know, what are we going to do? I don't know how to go to court or anything. I don't know who I am. This is America, man. Freedom. I should be free to... It's sad. I'm getting burned on this too, but in the app, oh, Progressive Insurance. I told you I was going to badmouth you on the radio and on social media and everything else. You're not, you're regressive. It's Regressive Insurance, man. So I'm watching everybody that has good rates on their insurance flying by me. Everywhere I go, I'm like, oh, okay. And it, talking to the insurance people, you know, up and down the line. Hey, who's higher up than you, man? I want to tell. Yeah, yeah. I just want to tell them who I am and what I'm going to say about them and everything. Where do they live? What's their number? Huh? It's just not working out well. Nothing is. We're going. It's going. It's going to get worse, people. It's going to get worse, and it's going to get worse. And I see that, you know, we've gone to break, so when we come back, we'll pick up Mark on the other side. Another call coming in. Hey, 844-967-2789. Let's talk about how bad it really isn't. Right? Sorry, I can't do that. I'm a realist. But, you know, there is a cure for all this stuff, you guys. I'm laughing all my way through. Everybody's all upset and everything, right? One of my good friends just upset about Putin. He's got to pay. He's got to pay for this. And I'm like, well, yeah, good luck with that, right? I mean, unless you want to, you know, start trading nukes or... And he's just, what? Yeah, really? You don't care? And I'm like, well, what am I supposed to do, man? I mean, look at how bad this country is. And I'm like, hey, when is it? We, has anybody ever paid made America pay for the wars and the atrocities? And he's like, yeah, but we didn't. Yes, man, our soldiers have raped and pillaged throughout our history, man. War is bad. That's why I'm against it. We'll be back in a minute.